Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. My name is Rob Burrows. I am the director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And I am an Iraqi war veteran, two combat tours in Iraq, 23 years in the Navy, serving all over the South Pacific, the different bases, and in the Middle East, in Iraq and Kuwait, and on the border of Syria, and across the Afwan Peninsula from Iran. Jordan, we were everywhere when we were in Iraq. And so all over the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, boots on the ground, running convoys, working with our the different military organizations, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force. We worked with everybody while we were there. And so this morning, as we start moving forward with the program, we want to talk about our programs that we're continuing to take care of and do here in our community. We have the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services Program. I know you've probably heard me talk about this before, but that's okay, because I think it's so important for us to remember that our men and women coming back from the global war on terror, we call it GWAT, post 9/11 veterans that we're dealing with their families, with the war issues. You know, these men and women, they're young, they're coming back, from the war zone, and they're still dealing freshly with the war. And you don't hear anything about what's taking place across the world right now with our military. And I think that that's a travesty that the news media has stopped talking about our military and where they're serving, what's taking place. It's not a matter of security. It's a matter of, hey, they don't want you to think about it, because if you're thinking about our military men and women who serve this country, that's patriotism. They don't like patriotism. They don't want us to think about why men and women, young men and women who joined the military still love this country enough to join and serve this country and to put their lives on the line. And I want to say kudos to our young generation who is still stepping forward and joining the military and is serving our nation around the world with boots on the ground, in the air, on the sea, and on the land, that are making sure that our freedom is still preserved. They're protecting our freedom around the world, and yet in our own nation, in our own borders, we're losing our freedom so fast because of agendas that are out there. And it is so important for there to be a voice to say, hey, don't forget why we have a military. Don't forget why we have men and women who love this country enough to step forward. You know, when you say a man and woman, you think older. But we still have 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds who join the military fresh out of high school. Some still join even without a high school degree and join the military because they love what our country is about. They love the heritage of their family, of their father who served, or their grandfather, or their great-grandfather, from World War I to World War II to Korea to the Cold War, to our Vietnam veterans, to Panama veterans, to Iraq veterans, and Afghanistan veterans, those who have served. And so it's so important for us to continue to remember those individuals. I look at myself and I go back, okay, my grandfather was in World War I. My father was a World War II veteran. My uncle was a Korean War veteran. My brother served during the Vietnam War in the United States Navy on the USS Coral Sea. And I served during Desert Storm in Iraq, and had volunteered for a third tour into Afghanistan. But because of my health issues coming back from Iraq, I was not allowed. But then 2 years later, after I came home, my son joined the Marine Corps, and he served in Fallujah, where I served in 2006 and 2007, and he served there in 2010 and 2011, actually 2009-2010 in Fallujah. So we literally, father and son, walked the same streets in the same war zone within 2 years of each other. And I have a bond with my son that a lot of individuals don't have, because when we sit down and we talk about where he served in Iraq with the Marine Corps. And as a Navy CB, we worked hand in hand with the Marine Corps wherever we were at. We served with the Marine Corps. I was attached to the 1st MEF, with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. And coming out of Fallujah with our convoys, we supported with all of the logistics. Okay, do you think what's a logistic? It's beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. So we took care of, we hauled out the MREs and the concertina barbed wire, and we hauled sandbags, and we hauled lumber for them to be able to build. And we hauled cases of toilet paper and water, all those necessary essentials. The Marines would go out and form what was called a COP, or a combat outpost. And basically, the CBs went in there, and we bermed up an area. We pushed the dirt out and built a berm in about a 100-yard area. So it was a big square with a berm around it. And then the Marines would put that concertina barbed wire around it to keep the Iraqis or the insurgents out. And then they would form their interior guard, which was all of their machine gun nests and everything else. And then in the center of that COP, that combat outpost, is where all the logistics and the tents were. And a lot of times, they weren't tents above the ground. They were basically sand holes with a tent over the top or whatever else, so that they would have protection from incoming mortars and from enemy fire. And if we didn't haul those assets to them, then they were an island unto themselves. No assets in, no assets out means that they would have many, many issues. So part of what we hauled also was the ammunition and resupplies for their weapons and things like that, so that they could have it. So when you think about a presence in an area across the nation where there was a combat outpost in the Al-Anbar province was the area, the AOR, Area of Responsibility for the Marine Corps. And we supported the Marine Corps left and right with everything that took place during that time frame. So whenever I see a Marine, I just, you know, I always give them a bad time because they're brothers in arms. In fact, we're probably more Marines than we are Navy, because everything that we do is taught to us by the Marine Corps. And sometimes they call CB smart Marines because we do exactly what the Marine Corps does, but we don't have to go through their boot camp, which is so intense. But it's kind of hard. CBs are like a bunch of cats. They're all individuals. They've all got skills, but it's really hard to get them to come together. It's like chasing a herd of cats. And so, and I know that firsthand. I had a team of 25 men who ran our combat team and our convoys. And sometimes it was really difficult to reel those guys in. But we did it. We did our missions properly. They loved coming together and being under fire. They loved being outside the wire where they could do what they were trained to do, where they could serve their country and they could serve the Navy CBs and they could serve the Marine Corps. Because most CBs are hard chargers. They're hard workers, and they want to get in there, and they want to get the job done. And so, once again, being a support team, being able to take care of that, and knowing firsthand what took place, and that's one of the things that that I have in common with my oldest son, Will, who is a Marine with the 1-7 Marines out of 29 Palms. Very proud of his service, very proud of him for doing what he did. And like most individuals, young men and women, when they, at that age of 18, 19, 20, they're searching in their lives for an opportunity to do something, but they don't know exactly what it is. And many young men, they're kind of scared. They don't want to go into the military because they don't know what's going to happen, or they don't want to dedicate 4 years of their lives because they think that 4 years, wow, that's 4 years out of my life. I don't know how I can handle it since they're only 17, 18, or 19. But 4 years is a drop in a bucket when you live to be 75 or 80 years old. But part of that problem, once again, is coming back from the combat zone. There's so much stress. You know, 22 a day, we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide and to them taking their lives, because with the society that we have right now, it's a push-button society with a phone. There is no social structure with a phone. And what men and women need is a social structure. You work hand in hand in very difficult and life-trying times when you're in country. And then when you come back home, you're by yourself. And at night is when the devil comes out because you're lonely or whatever else, and you've been drinking. Or maybe you haven't been drinking, but maybe life's situations are so difficult that you think the only way out is to take your own life. But that's why we have Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services to help with that. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Eurobungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The man who died, who gave that right to me. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
Across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we honor those men and women who served this nation faithfully and served and gave their lives and gave their arms and their limbs for the services they did where they were in combat, whether it doesn't matter what branch of service, and it doesn't matter what era, if you've worn the uniform. You know, a lot of times we forget about talking about our Cold War veterans, and the Cold War veterans say, hey, you know, I was served during after the Korean War and up to the Vietnam War. I'm not really a veteran or a combat veteran because I served during the Cold War time era. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, our men and women who wore the uniform during those time frames from 1953 to 1955, our Cold War veterans, they are just as important as any of our veterans were and are. And it's so important for us to remember all of our men and women, those who served during that time frame. Thank you for your service. We want to make sure that we remember that, and we want to make sure that we honor you. And talking about honor, we want to talk about our Vietnam veterans. The Northern California Veterans Museum is part of the commemoration for the Vietnam War. And this year is a special time of commemoration for remembering our Vietnam veterans. The dates for the Vietnam War were November 1st, 1955. Through May 15th of 1975. That was the time frame. If you're during that time frame, you served in the United States military, you were considered a Vietnam era veteran. And we want to say thank you to our Vietnam veterans, and we want to say welcome home. We do not want to forget their sacrifice and their service. And it doesn't matter whether they joined freely or they were drafted. Even more kudos off to the men and women who served that were drafted, because there's many individuals during that time frame who ran to Canada or Mexico or wherever else, and they hid from serving our nation. They were cowards. Let me just say it straight up. They were cowards if they ran to another place and they found another way to not be in the military during that time frame. And they say, hey, we didn't support the war. You supported the nation. You supported the country. You know, a lot of guys during when Clinton was in there, they decided, you know, I'm going to get out because I don't like Clinton. Well, I didn't join the United States Navy because of a president. I joined the United States Navy to serve my country, and it doesn't matter which president is in there. I'm doing my duty as a sailor, as a CB in the United States Navy, to serve and protect my country. Doesn't matter which president was in there. I serve the people. We wear the uniform for the people of the United States. And that's why we wear the uniform, for the nation, for the Constitution, for raising our right hand and saying, I will follow the orders of, I will serve my nation against domestic and foreign enemies. And how important that is. March 29th, Monday, this coming Monday, is the National Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day. And we want to make sure that we honor those Vietnam veterans and say thank you to them. Find my note here. In 2017, President Donald Trump enacted law for our Vietnam veterans as March 29th as the National Day of Remembrance for our Vietnam veterans. And I thank President Trump for doing that, to honor our Vietnam veterans. No other president did that, but President Trump did. And so how important is this for us to continue to remember and to honor our Vietnam veterans through this commemoration for the Vietnam War? We're very proud as the Northern California Veterans Museum to be a partner with the National Vietnam War Commemoration. And one of the things we're talking about once again is we're interviewing our Vietnam veterans on air and talking about their service, where they served overseas. And then what they've done is they've come back home and they've served in our communities. And so in July, the latter part of July, July 28th to August 1st, the Northern California Veterans Museum is sponsoring the Wall of Remembrance. The Wall of Remembrance is the wall that honors all of our 9/11 veterans and all of those who died in 9/11 in the towers and in the different places where the jets were flown into the Pentagon and into the ground in Pennsylvania with Flight 93. And it is so important for us to remember and recall. This year is the 20th year of the 9/11 attack. And the wall has been up for 10 years. This will be the 10-year anniversary for the Wall of Remembrance. And the Northern California Veterans Museum is hosting that wall. It will be located at our property up on the Cottonwood Hill there at 4659 Ronda Road. And we want people to know, we want to bring people out to see that wall and to remember the names of those who gave their lives. But we are also going to sponsor a Vietnam luncheon on that Sunday, which is the 31st of July. And we will have guest speakers, and we will have special music, and we will have a free lunch for all of our Vietnam veterans to say thank you. And it's part of our duty as a partner with the commemorative to say thank you to all of our Vietnam veterans in our community. It doesn't matter whether it's Shasta County or any of the surrounding. It's for all Vietnam veterans who come to us and to be a part of that program for us to say thank you to them. And that will be on Sunday. But the wall will be there from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 28th through August 1st. And that is for us to honor all of our veterans who are have served. We want to make sure we take care of the families and say thank you to the families. It's a time to come and be reverent, a time to come and be remember the sacrifices of our post-9/11 issues that we have. And since Pearl Harbor, 9/11 was the first time we were attacked on American soil. And so we can't forget. We say always remember Pearl Harbor. We have to always remember 9/11 because we have to remember the sacrifices of our men and women who served. I want to just give you some numbers out there. Right now, the VA estimates that there are 557 Vietnam veterans who are dying every single day. 557 to either Agent Orange or to war-related illnesses that are finally catching up with them. Okay, so if that's 557 a day times 30 days in the month, that's 16,700 Vietnam veterans who are dying per month. Are you grasping these numbers? And if you add that times 12 months, that's 200,500 Vietnam veterans who are dying every year. It just makes me so upset when they talk about the COVID issue and, oh, we've lost more people to COVID than were served in the Vietnam War. BS. The 50,000 plus that gave their lives in country, sacrificed their lives for the cause of freedom and for our nation and for their buddies. And it has nothing to do with the COVID issue where they're pounding the numbers out there and they're blowing up the numbers because they just want more money. And when they say that there's more COVID out there than died during the Vietnam War, they're taking away the credibility of the men and women who served this nation. Once again, we're losing 200,000 Vietnam veterans a year to Agent Orange and war-related illnesses. And those are men and women who've given their lives and sacrificed. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, Anchors Away, the song of the United States Navy. Our guest this morning is retired Chief Petty Officer Dave Cockrell, who is in charge of multiple organizations here in our Northern California area, throughout Shasta County and in our multiple counties around us, with the American Legion, also with the AmVets, and he's a partner with the Northern California Veterans Museum, and he's Dave is a fantastic supporter of our veterans. And he attributes that a lot of times to his wife, Carrie, who was, who worked with the VA and worked with veterans. And so Dave carries on that mission.
Well,
good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. I don't want to say I'm in charge of anything. I just sort of tag along. So
at the front of the line.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my wife was a 9-year Army, so, I've been associated with practically every branch. Even the Seabees, and a lot with the Marines, which I don't always like to give them a bad time. I was a radioman, but I did serve time with the Marines, Air Force, Army.
You say that. You say you served time with the Marines. That's like saying I was in jail for so many years. What do you say when you say it that way?
Well, you know, I always like to give Marines a bad time. You know, I have to quit saying I say I don't like any of them, which is not true. I just try to treat them all the same. So, anyway, I think this morning, I know Rob gave a lot of information, but my thought right now is I always hear Shasta County supports veterans. My question is to the community, what do veterans do for the community itself? We don't actually go out and tell everyone. But between the VFW, AmVets, DAV, the Korean Veterans, American Legion, we have programs out there that support the community. Are we interested in individuals joining the armed forces? No, we want good citizens. So we have, what do they call it? I have so much to go on. Anyway, through the AmVets, they have the SA program, which that supports Americanism. The VFW has the Voice of Democracy, the Patriots Pen. American Legion has more programs than you can probably shake a stick at. One way I want to talk about this morning will be Boy State, and that'll be a little bit later on in the program. But I want the community to know when you make they make donations. To these organizations, they're actually putting money back into the community. You know, but it's not, we don't advertise it. That's the one of the problems. So, especially with the American Legion and VFW, you'll see the flowers. Most of these organizations have flowers. And all those donations go back into programs for the community, except for the American Legion and the VFW.
So when you talk about flowers, you're talking about the little red poppies.
The little red poppy, and the bloody poppy, and the memorial poppy.
You'll see a veteran standing in the front of Walmart or another store or on a corner, and they're handing out these poppies, and these poppies are usually, you give a donation for that.
Right.
And the money from that comes back into those programs. That's what you're referring to.
Well, those two organizations don't. Those are specifically support veterans, and that's for those two. But they have to raise funds other ways to support the programs. Like right now, like the VFW has several, grants they give to kids. So does the American Legion and Boy State. We have to raise funds for them separately from giving out the poppies for distributing them. So anyway, when you see them doing that, like the White Clover for the, American AmVets or the flower for the Korean vet, that funds goes to back into the community. They're doing something, Americanism. They might be giving, like the Koreans are giving out, dictionaries, to the schools. That supports. They give out flags. AmVets has a program where you get, prizes for doing, competing with them. And the ninth grade gets a chance, the winner gets a chance to go to Valley Forge, an outstanding program. So when you see them asking for donations locally, I'm saying locally, that money is going back into the community itself here in Shasta County. So that's, and I'll be talking about some of these programs right towards the end, so the public understands what's going on.
Dave, I know we've talked a little bit about your Vietnam service before, but just give us a little overview about your Vietnam, as a, being a Vietnam veteran, about being in the Navy during that time frame, and not so much about the your radio communications, but the attitude of being in the Navy at that time and the attitude of your fellow sailors. I know it's a tough time in our nation, but I'd like to have you talk a little bit about that.
I don't usually talk about Vietnam because of the atmosphere during that time.
Sure.
So I served twice in Vietnam. Once I was in country on a ship. The other one I was on ammunition ships. Of course, we couldn't see the coast because no one wanted us around there. If anyone wants to know why, just remember Port Chicago, how much damage. What was it, 8 miles, 10 miles away, it cracked windows when that ship exploded. So ammunition ships, I still remember what the aircraft said after we unloaded to the aircraft, and I quote, "Get the hell away from us." That's what they said when we
The aircraft carrier.
You know, on an aircraft carrier, yes. Once we gave them their ammunition, they said, "Get away." So anyway, I will tell you one story. I was at a national convention, American Legion, and it had three of us sitting in a bar. Of course, I don't really drink. I gave that up years ago. A lady came up to us and said, "Are any of you served during Vietnam?" And all three of us said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I was part of the Berkeley crowd. I want to apologize." And I said, "Well, I accept your apology. And I want you to understand, being in communications, there was no way that I was going to shut down communication because I was supporting veterans that were in country. And you know, that's life. And I understand your feelings, but that's what, that was a job for me to, you know, to pass on communication so that no one got hurt. And you never know. I remember in relay that we had a flash. They were being fired upon, so they had to return. A flash message you handle now. You don't, everything stops.
Immediately.
Immediately. So anyway, I remember that being in the tape relay. So yes, I don't know. I just don't like really talking about it, I guess. It's just the atmosphere of the time.
You know, I know that there's a stigma when we talk about our Vietnam veterans, when we talk about how they were treated when they came back from the war zone by people in the community that we have so many people that are just sheep. There's three kinds of people in the world. You have sheep, you have sheepdogs, and you have wolves. And my question always comes back when I ask people or talk to people, which one are you? Are you a sheep? You just go out and do what everybody else is doing and you never stop and think about it. Or are you a wolf where you just take advantage of everybody that you ever come around, doesn't matter what it is? Or are you a sheep dog which protects the sheep, which chases the wolves off, which kills the wolves that has the opportunity? And in my life, I am a sheep dog. We served our country proudly. We served around the world protecting our people. We serve here in our community now as a sheep dog, helping to protect those in our community and those that are weaker than us. We served around the world doing that. Why wouldn't we come home and continue to serve and do that in our own communities? And that's one of the reasons these programs that we have with the Northern California Veterans Museum are so important, to be able to continue to do that. And that's one of the reasons that the Northern California Veterans Museum is a partner with the National Vietnam Commemorative. Because we want to remember our veterans. Doesn't matter who, where, or how, or why, but we want to make sure we remember our Vietnam veterans during this celebratory time so that we can, and I say that because we're celebrating their lives, those that gave their lives and those that are with us right now. We are given the opportunity to be able to make sure that they know that they are truly appreciated regardless of what the society before had. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first.
Well, that's because
they take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's the guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the Pledge of Allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his life. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, for these stars and stripes. Hey. To the swamps of Louisiana, to the golden coast of California, Uncle Sam's the only family he's got. His purple heartbeat won't stop, and his 18th birthday was the day he was born. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his life. Mr. Red,
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we are talking with our guest, Dave Cockrell, retired United States Navy chief, Vietnam veteran. And, you know, once again, I just want to reach my hand out to our Vietnam veterans here in our community and across our nation as we work with this commemorative program to say thank you to you. My brother served during Vietnam on the Coral Sea, the USS Coral Sea aircraft carrier, and loved my brother dearly in his service when I was a kid. He was in the Navy from 71 to 75, and I was about 12 years old during that time frame. And, you know, he was my hero as a kid. I mean, my dad was my hero, but as a kid, my brother was my hero. When he'd come home in his uniform or I saw pictures of him in his uniform.
You okay there, Rob? Should I go on? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to talk about first the AMVETS National Americanism Contest. It's available for K-1 through 12. K-1, K to first grade is flag coloring. Grades 2 to 5 is a poster. And grades 6 to 12 is essay. You can find out more information about the program. It's open to anyone, even if they're private school, public school, home school. You can get more information by calling Taz and Debbie Johnson at 357-3380. They're going to love me for doing that. I'll give you my information at the end. The next program that helps support the community is a civics program put on by the American Legion. It's called the American Legion Boy State and Girl State. Today I'm going to talk about Boy State. Why was Boy State established? It was established by two veterans or American Legions back in 1935. And if you study history, and this is why history is so important. At the time when it was started, there was a national party, a Nazi party that was the Bund Party that was actually had youth camps. And they were trying to indoctrinate individuals and students on how great Nazism was. So we had a Nazi party in the United States. It was an active party. So active, if you go on the website and look up the Bund Party, B-U-N-D, you're going to find that they had youth camps. They had an organization there in Madison Square Garden. They were a big organization until about 1940 when we entered into World War II. Their big opponent was a mass demonstration for Americanism. You notice that Americanism. February 20, 1935, Madison Square Garden. I mean, they had a big, big, thing. So in 1935, a couple American Legions said, hey, we're going to have to teach our youth civics. They're going to have to understand how the government of the United States, in accordance with this Constitution, it works. So they got the Boy State established in 1935. In 1937, California got involved. In fact, I was able to escort during the honor flight the first delegate to California, which was a tall, lanky Marine, during the World War II Memorial. When I found out he was the first delegate, boy, I said, I want to go with you because I really believe in this program. So what does this Boy State actually do? The program, if you go on the website, Boys State California, that's all one word, B-O-Y-S-S-T-A-T-E, California.org, you'll see what the program does. What it does is, and this year we're going to be virtual, and it's just like if they were there. They're going to set it up. The program is established where they go in, and they break them up into groups, 35 to 50 to a group. These groups actually establish a city. They have to build it up. They have to plan it. They have to get from dog catcher to mayor to lawyers to they do courts. They do the whole thing. It's just like starting a new city. So once they do a city, and they're continually throughout the week working on this city, running for office and such, they do a county. Then they have to do the same thing. They have to build up a county. Then at the end, and they build up a state, and it's called the, they were not being political, so they called it the Whigs and the Federalists. But they have to run for parties, they have to run, they actually even have elections, they have courts, they have the Supreme Court. They do the whole thing in accordance with the Constitution. And if they decide, well, we want to be part of the judicial system, we want to be part of a, because we have three branches in our government, we want, they have to take what's known as a bar exam. They have to study and actually, as if they're going to be a lawyer, have to pass a bar exam. And they have a legal team that actually helps them go through this. At one time, I downloaded the Constitution, the California Constitution, and their bar exam. Through the loss of a computer, I lost all that. I know it's out there still. So anyway, that is part of the program, the American Legion established. And if you want to know more about it, I would advise you to go on the website. And again, that website is boysstatecalifornia.org. You're going to see different videos that you can attend, the history of the why it was established. Like I said, it was established in 1935 to fight the Nazi program youth group. And if you want to find out about the Americanism on the, you can go on the website for AMVETS, for the SA program and the K-1 through 12. But if you have any questions, you can contact me. I'll give that at the end of the program. That's about it. And you're going to find out these are programs that we support the community. And we put back into the community, hoping that we'll have students to come back and can explain the program. I've had students go back. I've never had the privilege of attending Boys State, but I had them come back, and they were telling me how great it was. One said, if you want to go about government, get into the city. And one of them came back and said, won the grant for Samson. So we're not looking for people to go into the military. We were looking for students to come back and be positive to our community, to support our community.
Dave, I want you to, if you get the opportunity, to get us some of the literature for this so that we can have it at the Veterans Museum and at our other offices, and then we can hand that out as part of being part of the community team for these young men and women who have this opportunity to go be a part of this program. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As Myanmar's military celebrates the annual Armed Forces Day holiday with a parade in the capital city, soldiers and police elsewhere have reportedly killed dozens of people as they suppressed demonstrations. Dr. Sasa is Myanmar's special envoy to the United Nations, representing the country's disbanded parliament.
It has to be coordinated, targeted sanctions from international community. And we are very grateful to the British people and the people of America.
The most recent killings quickly drew international condemnation, with multiple diplomatic missions to Myanmar releasing their own statements. The State University of New Jersey has become the first in the country to mandate COVID vaccinations for on-campus students.
Just 2 months ago, Rutgers University officials said students would not be required to get a COVID-19 shot in order to return to campus this fall and attend classes in person. The school, however, did an about-face Thursday, saying it will now require all students wishing to come back at any of its three campuses in New Brunswick, Newark, and Camden to show proof they've received their COVID shots. They will, however, be able to apply for a medical or religious exemption. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Two people dead and eight people wounded in shootings along Virginia Beach's oceanfront. Police said eight people were shot just after 11 p.m. local time last night. A severe tornado that tore through Georgia early yesterday left at least one person dead. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
ABC's Atlanta affiliate WSB-TV reported that officials in the city of Noonan, located in Coweta County, said that at least one person who had a medical emergency died as first responders attempted to rescue the man. The National Weather Service for Atlanta tweeted Friday evening that preliminary reports indicated that it was an EF4 intense storm with wind speeds racing up to 170 miles an hour in the hardest hit areas.
Senate correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors, so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at Genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and $10 coupon using code PETS. That's $10 coupon using code PETS. That's Genesis950.com. Discount only available at Genesis950.com. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets.
A Republican Senate delegation led by Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas held a press conference at the border yesterday. They visited the Rio Grande Valley area and talked about a growing humanitarian crisis. Federal safety officials investigating a Southwest Airlines pilot recorded making a curse-filled rant about Northern California liberals.
A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said Friday the agency also reported the incident to the airline. Southwest said it was handling the matter internally. The incident, previously reported by OneMileAtATime.com and SanFranciscoGate.com, happened earlier this month and was captured by the Live ATC website. A few seconds later, he can be heard telling air traffic controllers Southwest 531 is ready to go. The plane was cleared for takeoff. It wasn't clear what, if anything, set off the pilot. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Intel says it will be building two new factories in Arizona and outsource more of its production as a new CEO looks to turn around the struggling chipmaker.
The company says the Arizona expansion will cost about $20 billion and create 3,000 permanent jobs. Intel builds a foundry business to provide chips for other firms. Intel dominated chipmaking for decades. However, it has stumbled lately with delays in its development of a next-generation chipmaking process already in use by major Taiwan supplier TSMC.
It is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Pentagon is warning of continued cyber attacks on this country. The United States has been targeted in several major cyber intrusions, including a breach by Russian hackers that exploited supply chain vulnerabilities to access federal agencies and private companies. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Hello, I'm Chris Christopherson. On November 8, 1965, the 173rd Airborne Brigade on Operation Hump, War Zone D in Vietnam, were ambushed by over 1,200 VC. 48 American soldiers lost their lives. Severely wounded and risking his own life, Lawrence Joel, a medic, was the first living black man since the Spanish-American War to receive the United States Medal of Honor, saving so many lives in the midst of battle that day. Our friend Niles Harris, retired 25 years United States Army, the guy who gave Big Kenny his top hat, was one of the wounded who lived. This song is his story. Caught in the action of kill or be killed, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his brother.
Morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions on the 8th of November, and we remember our men and women who served in Vietnam during that time frame. Sorry, I became emotional when I was talking about my brother. Lost him a few years ago, and it's still tough talking about Tom. But he was my hero as a kid, and and I love him, and that's part of the passion, and that doesn't go away. And so that's so important. Our guest this morning again is Dave Cockrell, retired United States Chief Petty Officer. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
And we're talking about programs with the American Legion and the programs that are here in our community and then programs that are across our nation that our veterans are part of. And you hear about the American Legion, you hear about the VFW and AMVETS and DAV, which is Disabled Veterans Programs, but you never really know what takes place, what it's all about, what's going on behind the scenes. And so this morning, what's really important is, as Dave explains some of these programs, that you know what's going on, that you know if you donate a dollar, if you donate money to these organizations, what it's going to and why it's so important for us to continue to support these programs. One of these biggest issues that we have with all these programs is that we don't have younger veterans joining up. We have older veterans or Vietnam veterans, and I'm a member of both, all three of these organizations, and I'm one of the youngest guys at 58. And so a lot of the younger generation are they don't socialize together. They socialize with their phones. And these organizations meet together, and they perform things in the community to make things happen. And so there's always been a disconnect between one generation and the next. I know that the Vietnam veterans had issues with the World War II and Korean War veterans, and Vietnam veterans sometimes have issues with global war and terror veterans and things like that, because there's a generation disconnect, and then there's a war era disconnect. And it, sometimes it's tough to look outside those envelopes and to be able to recognize that we're all brothers who served and sisters who served and wear that uniform. It doesn't matter what era, what time frame, what branch, we all signed the paperwork and raised our right hand that we were going to support and defend this nation. And that's what's so important. Dave, one of the things that we were going to talk about is, you know, with Honor Flight, where we took the World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial, one of the things that we always had the opportunity with later in the program was to go over and to visit the Vietnam Wall. Yep. And the first time I saw the Vietnam Wall, it was overwhelming to see it, and then to if you approach from one side of it, you can't see it. It's down below the edge of the hill. All you see is just a rolling knoll. And then you come around the corner, and inside that rolling knoll is against the velvet green grass, you see the beginning of the black onyx, of the black granite, as the wall progresses from just a few names at one end, and it starts to get larger and larger as you walk down the center on the right-hand side. The wall is tall. It's 10 or 15 feet tall, and there's names. Every a quarter of an inch, there's a name of a man or a woman who gave their life during the Vietnam War. Those 50,000 plus names of individuals, and they keep adding names when they recognize that their death was contributed, or they find them that were those that are lost. And so, I'm not a Vietnam veteran, but as a veteran, as a person, to see that and to know that each one of those names could have been someone that I served with. But they were somebody's son. They were somebody's father. They were somebody's brother. They were an uncle, an aunt, a cousin, a sister, a mother that sacrificed. And Dave, I know it might be a little bit tough, but I know that a lot of Vietnam veterans don't want to go see the wall because of the remembering the hurt and the pain from that time frame.
Oh. Well, my experience was the wall is supposed to be a symbol of healing. That's why it's down below. And my first experience of seeing the wall was the first honor flight we did. And I know the World War II veteran wanted to see it. And I didn't really want to go there, but I knew this is what he wanted, so I pushed him through. I had no interest to look at the wall, and it was hard. Well, after coming back, I was talking to another veteran, and he sat there and he says, "Your problem is you had survivor guilt." And at that point, from then on, I didn't mind. I didn't want to see the names on the wall, but I didn't mind going to the wall because I understood. So I need to explain why. In 1968 and 69 time frame, that's when the largest amount of deaths were in Vietnam. Where was I in that time period? Yes, I served. In 1965-66 time frame, I even was delivering a message in a combat zone to a Patrol 47th Fleet Admiral. So I was actually in the combat zone. And then I went back in 1972 aboard the ammunition ship. Of course, we didn't see the coast because of the conditions. But in 1968-69, I was stationed here in Reading. I served with the Army. Actually, I even had some CBs in that thing, so I know about the CBs. But I was away from Vietnam. I knew what was going on. So when I got back, and when this other veteran said, "You had survivor's guilt," because I knew what was happening at that time. So a lot of you Vietnam veterans, if you're feeling that, it's what's it called is survivor guilt. And after that, didn't have any problems going to the wall. So anyway, that was what we were talking about during the break, what problems I had with the Vietnam era. That was one of them.
Dave, I greatly appreciate you being able to talk and bring about some of these things that are not, that you contemplate not just with yourself, but other veterans contemplate and never get a chance to talk about. And that's why it's so important for us to relate to these issues right now. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Are dying for us.
next morning, I took a walk through the neighborhood. I thought it's been so long since I've been in a place where everything is good. People laughing and children were playing, and as I watched them I found myself praying, Lord, keep them safe here at home in the land of the free. I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for, a land where brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. I'm not the same little freckle-faced boy that grew up in that house next door. I just came back from a war.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And we are talking about experiences concerning the Vietnam War with one of our Vietnam veterans that is here, who is Dave Cockrell, retired United States Navy Chief Petty Officer, radio man. And, Dave, we just got you talking a little bit about the wall, about, the experiences and, the stigma, of a veteran going back and seeing a memorial that is for their era, for those, that they served with. It doesn't matter what branch of service. And we're also talking about the service organizations here in our community that serve our community, and yet they're unsung heroes. And we're talking about the American Legion. Are you the district commander for Northern California? What is your position with the American Legion?
My current position right now is I'm the District 2 adjutant, and I'm the post adjutant. I'm involved, in AMBETS. I'm the commander of our local post. The one thing I think needs to be brought out is I hear this. It's an old men's club, and war, we talk nothing but war and drink beer. That isn't so. Our main purpose is, I very seldom talk about the war. I'm more interested in the programs like the bringing our youth. I think our youth is so more important, and that's why through AMVEST, the Americanism Contest, and through the American Legion. The American Legion has so many programs, children and youth, American Legion baseball, the American Legion Boy State. It goes on and on. I mean, it's just so we can't do all the programs. But we are not a war organization talking about war and just drinking beer. The meat of our whole thing is these programs that go out into the community. And I believe that's our youth are so important that I really do believe that they need to understand civics. They need to understand what this republic was about and why our forefathers started. To me, the Constitution isn't a breathing, living thing. It's a document. It's our laws. And we should be following our laws. Our congressmen should be following these laws. That's what they set it up. And I get very emotionally when I see a congressman that says, swears that they're going to support the Constitution, but then I watch them as they actually undermining the Constitution. And I'm not really talking about politics. You have to actually learn civics and learn, understand why this government was set up the way it was. We have a republic, and like Benjamin Franklin said, we have a republic if we can hold on to it. And I really think these individuals that wrote up this document, it took years of negotiating and coming forth with it, that it's, if you remember the preamble that of the Constitution, I still can remember part of it, and shoot, what, am I 75 years old? But I had to be taught that, and I think our younger generation should be taught, because we're supposed to pass this on to our youth, to our my grandchildren, to my children, and it goes on, this republic. Never, ever in the history of the world has a government been set up like this. A government for the people, by the people. And I really wish the people would learn the Constitution so that they would understand that, yes, we have a Constitution. It is a law. It does not need to be rewritten. It's not old. You just have to follow the law. If you want to change the law, there's a procedure you do so. You just don't send bills out and say, okay, we're changing it. No, it has to be done properly. So anyway, these programs, this is what these organizations do. They get out of the community to try to get leaders. We want leaders of the community. We're not really interested in you joining the military. If you want to join the military, that's your own privilege or your own decision. But we want leaders in the community. That's why we do these programs. That's why we do AMBAS as Americanism. That's why the Boy State American Legion does Boy State. That's why the VFW does Voice on Democracy and the Patriots Pen. It's to get out to the youth and to the community. And that's what we do. And the more members we have, the more voice. You got to realize the veterans are only, what, 4% of the population?
0.4%.
0.4%. We are the minority of the whole United States. But this is the program that we're going out to try to help our community. And by you, these veterans joining the veterans organization, they make us strong. And that's why I think it's important. If you don't come to meetings, but if you join, you're a voice, not only into the state, but also into national. I belong to all of them because I know that I'm a voice. I'm a voice for all veterans, for the past, the present, and even the future. And that's why I belong to so many. I know Rob asked what I have been or what I was. I've been a vice commander for the Department of California. I've been commander, a district commander for American Legion. I'm a district commander for AMVETS. This takes a lot of time, but it's my payback to the community, to the country that I have actually spent 21 years defending. So anyway, I want the veterans out there to understand by joining an organization, you're in support of not only the national, but you're the community itself. You're supporting these programs. That's why I like to see veterans join organizations, which one you feel comfortable with. So I want to thank Rob for letting me speak, especially on Boy State, AMVETS, and the VFW. So anyway, I guess I turn it back to Rob.
Well, we still have quite a while to go, but Dave, I just want to say before I lose this opportunity, I want to say thank you for all of the things that you do in the community. I want to say thank you for carrying on the mission and the concern of your wife, Carrie, who worked for the VA and she took care of veterans and she loved veterans and she handed that passion off to you because you saw how much that she cared for our veterans in our community and for the service that they've done. And I want to say welcome home, Dave. I don't always get a chance. You and I, we pal around, we do a lot of different things. We work in the community together, but we're always on the run. You're going one direction, I'm going another direction because we're involved in the community and we have things that we need to accomplish and there's not enough time in the day and we talk about that all the time. And so I just want to say person to person, welcome home from one veteran to the next. And thank you for your service during a difficult time of our nation, during the Vietnam era with all the things that were going on. It's so easy for people to turn their head and go the other direction. How easy it is to just run away and be a coward. But for those who stood up, those who continued to serve, whether they were drafted or whether they volunteered, I want to say thank you to those as we move forward and we honor our Vietnam veterans. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
We had no care.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and that's Billy Joel, Saigon. And that is a brotherhood song. And if you served in combat, if you served in any situation with a group of individuals who became your brothers and you became tight, you became closer than real brothers at moments. When in the thick of the fight, when your heads are down and rounds are going down range, that song brings out a lot of memories to me from being in Iraq. And it doesn't matter if you're in a jungle or on a coastline or in the middle of the desert. We ran our convoys at night. And so you may as well be in a thick jungle at night, because unless you have night vision, the enemy's out there behind every berm and they're in the distance out of your fire range, but they can lob rounds into your location. And that is where when it gets the thick of the battle and the stress of what's going on is where you come together, and you're no longer individuals, but you become one machine. You become one group of brothers. That's that brotherhood. And as you take that brotherhood and you come back home, and now you don't have those brothers or sisters that are right there as your support team in the thick of life. Sometimes life can be more intimidating than the battle zone. And so that's one of the reasons. Hang on, folks. It looks like we've got a fire alarm going off here. But that's one of the reasons why these programs in our community with the American Legion and the VFW and are so important, because We're going to take a break right now, figure out why this alarm's going off, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master of Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your son. years later, autumn leaves all around. A car pulled in the driveway, and she fell to the ground. Now stepped a captain, where her boy used to stand. He said, "Mom, I'm following."
Well, good morning once again. This is Battlefield Expressions. I'm Rob Burrows, your host, and our guest this morning is Dave Cockrell, retired United States Navy Chief. And what, there is never a dull moment here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. The fire alarms are going off in the building and people are running around. It's not just here at the studio, it's the entire group of buildings. So there's like six buildings and the alarms are going off and people are coming in and out of the buildings trying to figure out what's going on. There's no smoke and there's no fire at KCNR. So we just want to let you know everything's fine. We just had to go do some investigating and make sure everything's good. So once again, Carl runs a radio station that just has all kinds of excitement going on. And, you know, we've checked it out. Everybody's safe, at this point. And so Dave, once again, we're talking about all the different acronyms. We're talking about the VFW and the AMLETS and the American Legion and the DAV and FRA. And tell us, give us a little explanation about these different organizations and who they encompass. And what they really, their goals and their missions are in our community.
Okay. You know, of course, the oldest one I knew the history of was the GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic, which I think their last encampment was 1950. You know, I studied some history and why. The reason I was interested in that, if you look at the Veterans Building in Reading and you look up that flag, that's from GAR.
In the GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic, were the Union soldiers from the Civil War.
1868 to 1950 was the last encampment they had. And going in Annapolis, I went to the actual a monument they had. And they lied to me. They said it was only, 39 steps. Well, that's 39 steps going up the memorial that's documented. There's something like 300 and something steps. Boy, when I got down those steps, I said, geez, you people lied. It was not 31, like you stated. It was over 300 steps. Well, anyway, that organization doesn't exist anymore. So let's talk about the first one would be the VFW. I think that was 1898. And in order to belong to the VFW, you have to, I call it boots on the ground. You actually have to be in the war zone and improve. Well, you can do that by having the medal. Like I have the Vietnam medal, so I can join the VFW. So anyone that has a medal that shows that they actually served in a combat area, they're eligible for the VFW.
In 1898 was the Spanish-American War.
That was the Spanish-American War.
So that was the beginning of the VFW.
That was the beginning of the VFW. And then the next one you would have is the American Legion, which was established first in Paris, 1918, then it was established in the United States. It was, what do they call it? American Expeditionary Forces. That's when they were started. So they actually started in 1918, but then 1919. So if you served during World War One, you didn't have to be in a war zone. You could belong to the American Legion until after the war. Of course, they thought that was the war to end all wars.
Was the 40 and 8 where they started at that time also?
About 1920.
So if you listen to what 40 and 8 is, was when the American Expeditionary Forces went into Europe and France at that time, they were taken from the port to the war zone via rail car, so a train. And they were small rail cars. There were small trains and small rail cars. And you could either put 40 men in one of the rail cars or 8 horses. And so that's why they called themselves the 40 and 8.
And it wasn't very nice because they didn't clean them things.
No, they were.
So, you'd imagine.
They 40. Were full of horse pucky.
Yes. So anyway, that's 40. That was at one time the honor society of the American Legion. I think in 1960 they split away from being an honor society. So, they would take anyone, I think. Even though I'm supposed to be the correspondent. Okay, so let's go on. The American Legion, just a couple years ago, had the American Legion Act, and that was to honor all 600 individuals that had died during the Cold War. And this resolution was, real long. So anyway, Congress accepted it. So anyone who served during World War One, and then after December 7, 1941, is eligible for the American Legion. You don't have to be in a wartime zone. Like the VFW, you have to actually serve in a war zone. The AMVETS came about that time. The AMVETS will take National Guard. As well as, what else is it, reservists? They'll take reservists.
Reserve, National Guard.
Right, so they'll take anyone that actually served. And my feelings about the Cold War, you signed a blank check. That blank check was, I'm running against time. A blank check was means you were willing to give up your life for your country. And that's the way I look at it. So any individual that served during the Cold War, I don't care if you're a man or woman, you are actually a veteran.
And that includes the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
Right. So anyway, you have to understand that's my feelings. I served with women and men. And Grantley, they're best of all of them. So anyway, the next thing you have the FRA, the DAV actually established the same, I'm doing this off memory. It was established the same time right after the American Legion. So you have to be actually disabled veteran. And that's why you call it disabled American veteran. So that's, why the DAV. And their only, unit, I think their only is in Corning currently. So, and then you have the individual ones. You have the Korean War, which you either served in Korea or you served in, you were stationed in Korea, so you can join that. I'm associate in honor of my wife.
So that's 50, 51, 52, and 53.
Right. That's for the Vietnam, for the Korean vet.
Correct.
And then the Vietnam, of course, you had to serve during the Vietnam. That was after 1961 on. You didn't have to be in war country. You just had to serve during that era. And then you have 9/11. 9/11 was afterwards. So anyway, those are the veterans organizations that actually support stuff in the community.
Dave, I just want to say thank you for being so involved in our community. I'm sorry that the fire alarm took some time away from us and for you to be able to explain some of those things. You can get more information at the Northern California Veterans Museum. Once again, our phone number is...